Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, hour number two here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We bring in Sal Capaccio as he is in Atlanta getting ready for tonight's game between the Bills and the Falcons. Sal, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Welcome to a Monday night football night here in Atlanta, Georgia.
And it's not very often that the Bills get to go to a place like this. They'll have the open roof today for this game for the Mercedes-Benz Dome. Sal, how's it been looking at it? Have you had a chance to at least go inside and check it out here on the weekend so far, or are we not getting that opportunity until later tonight?
No, we don't go to the stadium until later. So I'll be there about 3:40, 3:30, I think, is when. Just right now, getting some work done here, and we'll head over to the stadium a little bit later.
Hey, I'm sure we'll get all the sights and sounds though from you before and of course all throughout this Monday night game. Sal, Bills, Falcons, Buffalo has a chance to at least stay on the inside track of the AFC. There's a lot of four-win teams out there around the league, but I'm really starting to get to a point where I don't know who's good anymore, and it's across the entire league. If the Bills drop this game, they kind of throw themselves right back into that hodgepodge of, okay, how good are you really?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a big game for the Bills and the New England Patriots and everybody else in the AFC. I mean, if the Bills lose this game, they suddenly fall to second place in the division. Right now, they are obviously sitting atop at 4-1. The Patriots are 4-2, but the Patriots have head-to-head. So the Bills fall to 4-2. Patriots not only pass them in the division, but obviously in conference seeding. So the Bills would drop to the 5 or 6 seed right now, or even 7, I guess, because New England's currently at the 7. So it's pretty wild swing rate right there when you think about it. But a lot of football to be played. But sure, I mean, I think a lot is riding on, you know, tonight as far as the standings are concerned this early in the season.
Sal, before we get to anything necessarily about this game itself, I got to ask you about the uniform matchup tonight. I love when the Falcons do the red helmet with that old school logo. I love that uniform combo. And then the Bills going with the standing buffalo just to match it with some timeless, I would say, uniform aesthetics.
Yeah, for sure. Bills are going with their old AFL throwbacks tonight. Falcons going with their red helmets they wore when I was a kid growing up. And, you know, it should be really interesting tonight to kind of see that uniform matchup. I like it. It's a little bit different from Monday Night Football for the showcase. It'll be the early Monday Night Football game. There are two games tonight. They'll be simultaneous, but starting an hour apart, the Bills and Falcons at 7:15, and then at 8:15 is Bears Commanders. So a little bit of a double dip here for the NFL.
Sal, let's get right to it, though, with the Barnes-Firm Injury Report. It's brought to you by the Barnes-Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. What do we got for the Bills here heading into tonight's contest?
Well, we know the team just put both Damar Hamlin and TJ Sanders, safety and defensive tackle, respectively, on injured reserve. So they're out for a minimum of four games. And, I mean, could be, you know, who knows, even more longer term. Sanders, according to Sean McDermott, is going to have some sort of procedure on his knee. He didn't rule him out for later in the season, but it doesn't sound as promising for Damar Hamlin. This could be long term for him. So that puts the Bills at 51 players on their active roster. The Bills do have two players coming off suspension, Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi, but that's not until after this game. So they can't play tonight. This is the final game they'll miss. So we'll see about, you know, how they do the roster maneuvering. It probably is just going to be those two guys added in. Then you're at 53. But for tonight, we still don't know about Dalton Kincaid, who's questionable with an oblique injury, or Curtis Samuel, who's questionable with neck and ribs listed. So I mean, we'll see. The inactive list will come out at 5:45 p.m. tonight. So no indication right now. Sean McDermott said he wanted to see kind of how both Kincaid and Samuel looked on Saturday and get a through when they went through practice. I guess the encouraging news on Kincaid specifically would be that he did practice all week, although in a red non-contact jersey, he did practice all week. Curtis Samuel did miss a day of practice, but was limited on both Thursday and Saturday.
Sal, when it comes to this game and with the injury report there, there's a name that is not on there, and it looks like it is going to be at least now more certain. The return of Ed Oliver into this lineup for the Bills defense, a monster game against the Ravens, one of the main catalysts for that comeback victory in week one, now finally returning back to the lineup, where his three tackles for loss, Sal, are still tied for second highest on the Bills. So his impact is probably going to be largely welcomed in a big way tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I think at Oliver, they've really missed him, obviously. You know, the run defense numbers are not good right now. You know, the Bills have struggled to stop teams. But even against the Ravens, obviously, the Ravens put up a big number running the ball, and Ed Oliver was in that game. But he's the only one that really made some, you know, really big plays, I guess, in the run game, including the forced fumble for the Bills in that game. But that being said, I think more than anything, what Ed Oliver does, he allows the team and other players to be able to perform different roles and do different things that they need them to do. You know, you don't have really an interior penetrator without Ed Oliver. And when you bring Fadarian Mathis and Zion Logue, when those guys get called up like last week, those are more like run stuffing pluggers, and they don't have an interior presence, you know, to rush the passer. And then even then, against the run, somebody who might command a double team, even though he's a little smaller, sometimes teams do that to Ed Oliver with bigger players, which frees somebody else up. So I just think that getting him back will be a really big boost, especially maybe in the pass game, where Michael Penix, the young quarterback for Atlanta, he really isn't the most mobile, Derek. And I think that if you can get him off his spot and with some interior penetration, if Ed Oliver can, you can get him to move left or move right. He's a left-handed quarterback, by the way. I think that would be a real big benefit for the Bills to try to force him into mistakes.
Sal, when it comes to it with Oliver returning, I think this is also a big game for him himself. Oliver is typically a player that is marred with inconsistency from time to time, but we do know that he has the ability in him. A couple of years ago, he was fantastic. He gets the big contract extension because of it, and now you just want to see him put it together. The start of that week one with him probably looked toward, hey, maybe we've got that old Ed Oliver back thanks to the additions on the defensive front. Oliver coming back now hopefully can help him with the consistency in how dominant he can really be.
Yeah, for sure. He does need to be more consistent. I think that game against the Ravens was a real big indicator of how, you know, much of an impact Ed Oliver can have. Even though the Bills didn't win the game, we know that. He was a guy that made a difference, you know, on the defensive side, and especially that big play he made towards the end of the game. And you do need to see more of that. And honestly, Derek, he had a really good preseason, really good camp. And I thought that, you know, he was coming into this year maybe poised to maybe have his best season as a pro. And it's just super unfortunate that he got stepped on in practice a couple of days later, and now he's missed four games. So, yeah, I think the consistency needs to be there. Now, I am wondering tonight, like he said, he's feeling a lot better. He kind of said he's not totally 100%, so you hope that he's still impactful enough. We'll see the snap counts. We'll see how impactful he is. But to get a full practice in on Saturday, to be totally off the injury report, is great news for the Bills and for him.
It is, and I think that the Bills defense is going to like having someone there that can be a little bit more disruptive. You mentioned Penix is not the most mobile of quarterbacks. He's also been, speaking of the inconsistency thing, Penix has been okay for the Falcons through four games. He is not very mobile, as you mentioned. He's only got 31 rushing yards on the year. And he can be frustrated. He can be a player that you can get to, especially when this team has top-end talent like Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and Bijan Robinson. The weak link is the second-year quarterback who still has to find a groove to his game.
Yeah, for sure. He's only had 7 starts under his belt. This is his 8th start I think he's making tonight. So, you know, it's a guy. And look, the Bills, they are traditionally under Sean McDermott and this defensive staff. Yes, I know that, you know, they've had their problems defensively at times in certain games and against the run, but against younger quarterbacks, they've done a good job. Against inexperienced quarterbacks, they've done a good job. McDermott does a good job of, you know, mixing things up, confusing, and you hope you can do that. Penix is going to rely on Bijan Robinson a lot. There's going to be a run game. I think they're going to give the ball to Bijan quite a bit. He has no fewer than 18 touches in any game. I expect him to get 20 to 25 touches in this game against the Bills tonight. He's got a really great tight end in Kyle Pitts. He's got a great receiver in Drake London. For the Falcons, by the way, they are missing Darnell Mooney. He is not playing in this game with a hamstring injury. He's more of their deep threat. So that takes away a little bit of what they can do downfield. But yeah, you're right. Michael Penix is a young quarterback. The Bills will look to confuse him, and I expect them to have a lot of different things dialed up.
Yeah, you mentioned that Mooney is out, and I was going to get to that. Of they don't really have a second player on the perimeter. They have 3 players with over 200 yards. It's Pitts, London, and Robinson. Bijan leads his team in rushing and receiving. So I do think this is going to be an important game for the Bills linebackers when it comes to Bijan flaring out or getting himself open, creating opportunities in the passing game, because there have been games this season where Bijan Robinson's been kind of, you know, not really been able to get things going in the running game, but also still breaks it open with a couple passes out of the backfield.
Yeah, he has 2 100-yard receiving games, right? So this is a guy you have to be aware of no matter where he is. I'm very interested on how the Bills are going to defend the Falcons as far as nickel or base, because they run so much. Do they run base? But because they're so good and talented.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With their skill position players, do they run more nickel? It's not that the Falcons won't, like, try to bully you with a huge heavy personnel as much. They do run 12 personnel, but they don't really throw to their second tight end as much at all, really. So I wonder, the Bills just stay in nickel and, you know, maybe bring in base when the Falcons want to go even heavier than that. So we'll see. It's going to be a good matchup, you know, to kind of watch that and see how often the Bills do that. And when they do that, you know, we don't even know. Is it Dorian Williams, who, by the way, he's playing as well. He's off the injury report. The Bills are without Matt Milano tonight, as we know. But Dorian Williams will play. And then Shaq Thompson as well. So, you know, you do have, you wonder, and I wonder, I should say, is, has Shaq Thompson kind of taken a little bit more of that lead role as a backup will linebacker, or is it still Dorian Williams and you bring Shaq Thompson in more on the base defensive side?
Sal Capaccio joining us here on the Wesser Hotline. Bills Falcons tonight, 7:15 for the first leg of the doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Sal, I mentioned this, we've talked about this probably since Thursday about, you know, my gravitation toward Dalton Kincaid, the fascination that's been going on with him. And of course, getting through those practices, he is questionable tonight. I am curious to know that if he's not able to perform at his usual level, who do you think needs to step up in the receiving game or in the passing game in order to help out with if Kincaid is limited in any capacity tonight?
Well, if he is, you know, if there's a possibility he doesn't even play, right? I mean, there's that possibility, then they would probably, they would elevate Kalik Latu most likely to be an extra tight end. But you are taking away a significant piece of your passing game, obviously, if Dalton Kincaid either can't play or isn't, you know, his full self. And in that case, you look at a guy like Curtis Samuel, look at a guy like Elijah Moore, but Curtis Samuel is also questionable. So it doesn't have to be from the tight end room, right? I actually think it could come from the running backs, to be honest with you, Derek. Mm-hmm. We have not seen Ty Johnson really I think he has one catch this year, right? In the year, I have to go back and look at his stats.
But catch.
I mean, like last year, he was such a big part of the passing game. And there's only one football. And with Dalton Kincaid performing well and grabbing, you know, targets, that's less for a running back that would might be a matchup against a linebacker. So maybe this is a game where if Dalton Kincaid isn't his usual self, then maybe it's the running backs. Maybe it's Ty Johnson and James Cook who are a big part of the passing game and taking up a little bit of that slack.
Sal, you mentioned that with James Cook, and last week was the first time this season that we saw the Bills' run game get stifled. I wouldn't necessarily say they struggled. I thought that New England just played it really well, and they were not able to run the balance that they do really love under Joe Brady here. You have a chance, though, tonight against a Falcons team that is kind of middle of the pack in terms of stopping the run in order to try to find a little bit more of that balance and get back to what this offense likes to do best.
Yeah, I think that this is a game, too, where you have to, let me just give you this number. The Falcons, they blitz at a very high rate. They are close to 44% from what I read some of the analytics sites and stats at NFL Pro. And they blitz at 44%. That's a very high number. It leads the league. So on 44% of dropbacks by the opponent, the Falcons are bringing extra pressure. They're bringing guys. So that's a part of the reason why they're very good at getting to the quarterback. They actually are top 10 in the league in sacks per pass attempt. They're top 10 in the league in interceptions per pass attempt. They're getting the quarterback. They're forcing quarterbacks to make mistakes. They also, though, don't have great numbers against the run, kind of like the Bills. And part of that reason is when you do blitz, you lose players on the second level. So if you can get through the first level and there are some seams and you can block that up, suddenly running backs have more opportunity. And then you can lead to a couple big plays down the field. So I don't know if the Falcons will continue to blitz as much against Josh Allen because he's typically pretty good against the blitz, obviously. But it is a hallmark of them. That's what they do. They blitz a lot. And I think the Bills would love to put the ball into James Cook's hands tonight. And hey, if you're going to come at us and blitz, how do you slow that down? We're going to run at you, and then you have to stay on your heels and you can't blitz. And then when the Bills want to throw, maybe they mitigate that pressure a little bit because the Falcons won't run it.
We have seen in consecutive weeks that that little play to Shakir, the wide receiver screen on the side where Allen kind of does that little sidearm throw, and it has been working for the last couple weeks. I'd imagine that's also a great way to mitigate a blitz happy team like that as well.
Yeah, for sure. And like, but it's a play that the Bills run quite a bit, so teams, they'll scheme up for it and they'll look at it on film. The Falcons will. They'll kind of be aware of it. But you're right. That's something you do. If a team's going to blitz and blitz from tackle to tackle, right? Then you get the ball to the outside to a receiver. And if he has a blocker, there might be, you know, opportunity out there. It's up to that first group that receivers to block. And Shakir, in this case, you're talking about, or someone else, to make sure they make one move and get by one tackle. And you know, you could be talking about an easy 4 or 5 yards, if not a nice big play.
Sal, when it comes to it, though, hopefully the Bills are able to get through this in the bye week. with all the injuries that they've had, typically I hate early bye week sell, but this is an opportunity for them to get to the bye week at 5-1 and have a chance to rest and recover, see if maybe you can even open some practice windows for some of the guys on injured reserve like Max Hairston, Tyler Bass, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, we'll see when they come back. So what'll happen is after this game, the Bills, you know, I think they'll meet back at the facility and might have, you know, they'll go over things and kind of have a shorter week, and then they'll be off next weekend, and then they'll get back to a regular practice week next week. If they're going to open a practice window, my sense is it wouldn't be till next week, not this week, because you wouldn't get any practices in this week. And then you still have to count those as your 21 days. The goal would be to get those guys on the practice field, Max Hairston or Tyler Bass, whoever it is. We'll see. We'll see if the Bills do that. And then they have 21 days to put them on the active roster. I like the bye week where it comes this year, specifically for the suspended players, though, Derek. I think because these guys are suspended for six games and the bye week falls right after week six, They have an extra week to start preparing themselves for their first time on the field with the Carolina Panthers. Again, I'll say, though, it's not like there's going to be a lot of practices this week. That's not going to happen. But at least they can now do everything the rest of the team can do, whereas they haven't really been able to do that for the last several weeks. They were allowed to be at the facility after the third game, but only in meetings and, you know, away from the practice field.
Sal Capaccio joining us here on the Westher Hotline. Again, Bills-Falcons, 7:15 kickoff here. Sal, you've got yourself a busy day. I would imagine, though, that I'm excited to hear you on countdown to kickoff, though, because, again, the last game we saw, it's a bitter taste in the mouth, and you want to make sure that you see something better here and we can just get back to watching the Bills. After watching the entire league, yeah, it's great on a Sunday that you don't really have to worry about the Bills playing necessarily and everything like that, and you can watch across the league. But, Sal, the question for this is, around the NFL, is there a team that is like kind of more promising than others right now, even with all these winning records? I have question marks on every single team, especially in the AFC.
I think every team has warts. And This is wide open in the AFC. And that's why tonight's another big game and a big step for the Bills to try and, you know, get this thing to the one seed. That's the goal, right? Get the one seed, be at home for the playoffs, get that extra week off. Even the Chiefs last night, right? They did some really good things, but they also, you know, they've been a team this year that's had some warts, and we've seen that as well. There's no perfect team in the NFL. Heck, we just saw this week the Giants go to Philadelphia and beat the Eagles on Thursday Night Football, right? So, yeah, I don't think there's anybody that's running away, right? I mean, you look at the Broncos at 4-2, but they score 13 points in London against the Jets. Yeah, decent Jets defense, but they're not, their offense isn't a world beater right now. Even the Colts yesterday struggled without Kyler Murray at quarterback for the Cardinals to maintain 5-1, but they are 5-1. So give them credit for that, right? So it doesn't feel like, I mean, the Jags have that huge win against the Chiefs. Then what do they do yesterday? They lose at home to the Seahawks, 20-12. They scored 12 points against the Seahawks team that, you know, the previous week had given up 38 points against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, hey, am I supposed to say it's a week-to-week league? Because if you want me to, I will, because that's what it is, Derek. It's a week-to-week league. You can't look at a team and say, and one of the things that happens all the time is when a team like the Bills plays a certain way and people say, well, you can't play like that and beat the Chiefs. Well, that might be true, but they didn't play the Chiefs that game. You played a different team, so you had a different game plan, and the game went differently. So, right, I mean, they can't turn the ball over three times tonight like they did against the Patriots. I think that's just the – doesn't matter who you're playing, you can't do that. There is no team right now that's separating itself, and that's why the NFL is so great to watch on a week-to-week basis.
It's also hilariously maddening sometimes, Sal. It's great. It's maddening. It's the business that we're in, and it is how we pay the bills. But there's no better way to do it, I think, Sal. So I'll let you get going, though. Get ready for countdown later today, as well as being on the sideline for tonight's broadcast.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio there on the Westher Hotline. As Bills and Falcons, 7:15. I do like that. It's one extra hour that I don't have to be sitting in this building. I'm pretty sure, like, you ever see that grandma in the cage meme? That's me tonight. Derek's not getting out of the station until the Bills play a football game. They don't necessarily have to win, but they have to play. But that's a peak extra hour there. I'm here for that. Derek Kramer here with you on the Extra Point Show and on a Buffalo Football Monday. It's the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, West New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Yes, it's a Football Monday, but I do have to bicker a little bit about the Buffalo Sabres, but also be thankful for the New York Jets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.